The Magic Book of the Month.
Hi, I'm Gary Vincent, and welcome to Magic's Book of the Month podcast. November's Book of the Month is Home Truths by Freya North. Three sisters, Kat, Fen, and Pip, are assuming their mid-30s are a time for happiness and stability. But when they come together for their uncle's 75th birthday, their assumptions are shattered.
The Magic Book of the Month.
Stacey took a theatrical intake of breath. So we have you and your sisters living in the countryside with your hippie dude uncle and a herd of mutant aristocratic kangaroos because your mum eloped with J.R. Ewing, she whistled. You could sell this to Hollywood. Shut up, Stacey, Kat laughed. We're just a normal family. Django is a very regular bloke, albeit with a colourful dress code and an adventurous take on cuisine. I'm starting to freeze. Let's go into town and get a hot chocolate. My bum's numb even in these salopettes. Weird though, Stacey said thoughtfully. I mean, it's a little weird that your mum runs off with a cowboy from Denver when you were small, right? Yep. And you've been living pretty close to the Mile High City these last 4 years, right? Yep. But you never looked her up? Nope. Never even thought about it. Never went shopping in Denver and thought, hey, I wonder if that lady over there is my mum. Throughout Kat's life, it had always been her friends who'd been far more intrigued by her family circumstances and her absent mother than she. But I never knew her. I was a baby. I have no memories of her, Kat explained. I'm not even curious. We had Django, my sisters Pip, Fen and I. We wanted for nothing. Just because we didn't have a conventional mother or father didn't mean that we were denied a proper parent. Stacey linked arms with Kat. Conventional families are dull, honey. Stick with your kooky one. Oh, I'm sticking with my kooky one, all right, Kat laughed. I love them with all my heart. And now that Ben and I want to start our own, it feels natural to want to be within that fold again.
The Magic Book of the Month.
Whenever Django's nieces visit from London, it warrants a spread. And as the forthcoming weekend is to be not just an ordinary visit, but a homecoming celebration, it has to be a monumental spread. Django hasn't seen Kat since the summer. None of them had. Christmas was peculiar for her absence. She'd turned 32 years old in the autumn, and he hadn't been able to make her a birthday cake. On top of that, Pip implied recently that Fen has been a little down. He knows of no way better to warm the heart and feed the soul than to fill the stomach with all manner of home cooking.
The Magic Book of the Month.
Can you believe Django's to be 75, Fen said. It sounds so old, said Kat. 75. He is a grandpa, Fen defined, though actually he likes to be called Gramps. I wonder if our children will be confused that they have a grandpa for an uncle, but a non-existent grandmother, Fen mused. They have other grandmas, Pip said. Matt and Zach's mums. It's odd, said Fen, and then stopped. Nothing. What? It's just that, having really thought of her so rarely, just recently I've thought of her more. Who? Our mother, Fen shrugged. Now that I have my baby, I just can't figure out how a mother can leave. Where were you when Princess Diana died? What were you doing when the plane struck the World Trade Center on 9/11? Were you sitting down to Christmas Day leftovers when you learnt about the Asian tsunami? On Django's 75th birthday, Kat, Pip and Fen wouldn't have had a clue where they'd been on those landmark moments. For them, history ceased to be defined by such events. On Django's 75th birthday, history was retold. There are too many secrets, Pip says, the words oozing acidly from between clenched teeth. And true families don't have so many secrets. Nothing is secret, Django replies steadily. You only have to ask. Maybe we shouldn't have to ask, Pip says, while Fen and Kat nod earnestly. That's because you're not sure you want to hear, Django says. Pip shrugs. Fen and Kat shrug back. Django can sense them on the other end of the phone, in a huddle, in a muddle, clutching at each other. When you're ready, Django says, I am here, you can ask all you like, and I will tell. Home Truths by Freya North is Magic's Book of the Month.
For more details of this and other great reads, visit magic.co.uk.